This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torver. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions, so sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Amy, it's just you and me tonight. It's quite nice to just have that special time with you and I because we have given Sophie the night off because she had a quite late night last night doing a bit of event planning.
Yeah, she did. So it's been a really busy week at Hoola Media. We've had an event last night and Sophie handled most of the event planning. So that's why we've given her the night off, whereas I do all our content stuff. And we also had a 4 a.m. start for another client. It's been quite a week. So I'm just excited to come here and chat with you about influencer gossip, really. Yeah.
Well, you had a bit of a rough one today. You had one of those appointments that no women like going to, but it's very good that you got it done.
Yes, I had a pap smear. And I've got to say, it really wasn't that bad at all.
I was telling you not to get worried because I had one recently too. And I did speak about it on the podcast. And we feel like it's something important to speak about and really normalize because, look, it's so important to get it done.
Well, I also got a flu shot as well. So I'm just ticking all the boxes today.
I've got to book that in. I messaged Reese on chat when you had said you got your flu shot. Yeah. I'm like, is it okay if I book us in? We'll go to Marion and we'll get it done and then we'll go shopping.
What a cute little date.
I know. He's like, if you have to.
Well, you guys have been doing all your wedding planning and everything. So maybe this is just, you know, you could have wedding chat while you're getting your flu vaccine.
I know. I've actually joined a Facebook group called, I think it's like Adelaide Wedding Chit Chat. And
I'm a member of this group, but for different reasons. For we needed a bride, so anyway, I'm fully aware of this group
for some PR. Well, I joined the group and I found it quite overwhelming because these women are so organized and literally like they're talking about what bombonieri to get. Like, I didn't even know what that was. So I have found it quite interesting while I'm watching MasterChef to have a sneaky scroll through, and you can find some good inspiration. But then also, as I said, it's very overwhelming because I've started to email venues about our wedding, and it just sounds even weird saying our wedding, and I can't believe how expensive some of this shit is. Like, it's actually ridiculous. You hear about, oh, as soon as you put wedding in front of something, it's expensive, but my God, like, I don't get where these people get all this money from to pay for it.
Yeah, it is very expensive. I think it would be fun though. We should actually start a wedding chit chat thread in the Outspoken Facebook group.
Well, I would love if anyone has got married recently to share their tips and tricks with me because I feel very out of my depth. We are looking at a wedding venue next week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. So maybe I should share some Snapchats. I don't know. Yeah, Instagram stories. Them. I don't know. Am I supposed to say where we're looking? Like, I don't know.
I think you can do whatever you want to do.
All right. Well, yeah, if anyone's got any recommendations, I would love hearing them because, as I said, I've got no idea.
Regina George is flawless. She has two Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
I hear her hair is insured for $10,000.
Let's get into the social dilemma of the week. And this one was spurred on by a post one of our former colleagues made on Facebook. Now, she shared that she had been walking around for half the day with her tag hanging out on her jean pocket. So like the brand new tag that's kind of sewn into the pocket.
This was huge. So it's kind of, it's more the cardboard tag that sits right on your bum. So when it's in the store. And so she had gone and dropped her kids off at school. She'd gone in to get a coffee from a place. She'd also gone to work and nobody said anything.
Do you think it's right? Like, would you say something? Because for me, it would depend on how well I knew the person.
Oh my gosh, I would definitely say, I'd pull the person aside and just be like, oh, just to let you know, there's a bit of a tag. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that you knew, because it's so embarrassing. I mean, I would feel like such shit if I'd walked around like that and no one had said anything. Like, the realization when you got home would have been just so awful.
There's really a way of delivering those sorts of things though, because sometimes when someone says it to you in a real abrupt way, you just feel like an idiot. So I do think you've got to be careful with the delivery. It's like yesterday, I literally dropped past Amy's house because I'd been at a meeting and I picked up one of the cats and they must have had dirt on them. And Amy's like, oh my God, what's that on your face? And I was like, what? Because, you know, just the fear of being in a meeting with something like on your face or in your teeth. Like, it's just mortifying to me.
Do you know what? Being a triplet, I feel like because we're always around, well, growing up, we were always around each other. We each always had somebody to be like, oh, do I have something on my face? Is it, you know, is my nose okay? But that's what I found really odd when I went out to the workplace.
The real world.
Yeah, the real world, that I didn't have someone that I could just turn to and be like, have I got lipstick on my teeth?
Isn't it the worst when you're sitting at a restaurant, like on a date or something, and you're trying to check... you're like, I use my phone to try and check if I've got anything in my teeth, and you just look like you're staring at yourself.
Yeah, I have found myself doing that in the past. It's funny now though, because I've been going out with Dale for so long, now we'll ask each other, we'll be like, oh my God, have I got something in my nose? Like, you know, is my face okay? And it's so funny how previously you were so concerned about what they thought, and now they're your person that you ask. Yeah, kind of questions.
It's kind of a nice transition, I suppose.
When I was younger, I remember I actually went out with a coat hanger in my shirt. And I don't even know how. Like, I didn't realize.
As if you couldn't feel it.
I know. I actually have been known to tell people that their flies have been undone as well.
Oh, Amy very famously told our year 7 teacher that his fly was undone. And everyone's like, why were you looking there?
Oh, it was like at eye level when we're sitting down. But actually, I was quite proud of myself. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be proud of myself. But the other day we were out at a shoot and there was a guy there, and he was a young guy, and he had his fly undone. And I just thought, after that experience with the year 7 teacher, I'm not actually dropping this that you've got your fly undone, because I thought, you kind of want it to your fly, you think maybe people won't notice.
I mean, that's funny. Like, I don't know why people think it's so embarrassing and offensive that their fly is undone.
Well, did you hear that apparently having your torch light on your phone is the new having your fly undone in terms of embarrassment?
I'm always doing this, and people are always walk past me at work like, your torch is on. Like, you know, there's a way, as I said, of delivering it. It was quite funny. It reminds me, the other night I got into bed like in the dark, and I woke up and I had my pajama pants on inside out. But the funniest bit is they've got pockets. So like the pockets were like hanging down, and I went into the shower and I was like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I want to hear what everyone else thinks. So go and join our Facebook community, which is Outspoken, the podcast community, and tell us, would you tell somebody if their fly was undone or if they had something on their pants?
Or in their teeth.
In their teeth.
I am not a businessman. I am a holistic healer. It's a calling. It's a gift. You see, it's in the best interest of the medical profession that you remain sick. See, that ensures good business. You're not a patient, you're a customer.
And you're not a doctor, but you play one in real life.
A Gold Coast hair salon has banned anyone who has received the COVID-19 vaccine from entering their premises based on apparent side effect fears. The Kemia High Vibe Frequency Salon announced the decision via a post on Instagram. Kate, what did the post exactly say?
Well, the post said that we are not your hairdresser if you have had the COVID vax. Read below our reasons as to why we will not be servicing people who have had this shot. So the caption of the post went on to say, we have decided to implement this into our salon for the health and safety of our staff and clients. Here's why. The unknown health effects of the vaccine are not covered by our public liability insurance. We also have to take into consideration the thousands of reported side effects this shot has shown so far, such as unusual signs and symptoms within the menstrual cycle, such as heavy bleeding, flooding, clotting, and spotting at times in the cycle when it's not normal to do so, seizures, blood clotting, bruising within the legs, and so on. We are deeply sorry for any inconvenience to you. However, the safety of our staff and existing clients is our priority. We will reevaluate our policy when clinical trials of the experimental injection are completed in 2023. Please notify us if you have had this injection before making an appointment with us. Thank you for your understanding. Well, this is really clearly a very polarizing announcement to make. And my first reaction when I saw it is this is a PR disaster that could destroy this business. However, it appears that the owner of the salon made it quite deliberately.
Well, what I found astonishing about this post was the fact that over 5,000 people have actually liked it, which is disturbing in itself. But I 100% agree, this is either a PR stunt on her behalf, because this story has been covered all over the news. It's been in online publications as well. And I mean, I personally don't think it's a great look for the business, but obviously she is going to get people who are anti-vaxxers into her hair salon.
it does seem like a decision that she has purposely made to attract attention and, as you said, a certain clientele. So the owner of the salon's name is Yasmina Jade Outer, and she actually spoke to the Courier Mail today, and she said she wasn't worried about the negative impact the decision would have on her business. So she was quoted as saying, "If anything, it will help my business and let people know what we believe and stand for. I was not expecting such a positive response, and I have many women and men from all over the world celebrating this decision and choice, especially mothers and women who are pregnant." And just some background information for you on the owner of the salon, Yasmina. So she has actually previously been featured on SBS's Medicine or Myth TV show. And on the show, she claimed that smearing her own menstrual blood on her face during meditation relieved her severe period pain.
I actually saw the clip of this and it really surprised me. I was a bit confused though as to what her qualifications were for being able to make these claims, because it, by the sound of it, she's a salon owner.
Yeah, well, it seems like after listening to some of her interviews, Dr. Google is guiding her views on the COVID-19 vaccine. And she actually did say that this isn't about being an anti-vaxxer. She said this is about making a free will choice. So Yasmina jumped on her Instagram story, and this is what she had to say about all the backlash.
"If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I feel that a lot of you actually wouldn't say this to my face or to staff or to clients that are choosing this for themselves. And we all get to make a decision where we want to go for our hair and where we want to go in general, what cafes and restaurants and things we want to go to. So it's not up to anyone else but us. And at the end of the day, that is literally the message that I'm spreading, and we get to make the decision as individuals, as business owners, and we normally will buy something from someone because we align with their vision and their belief systems and their values and their ethics."
Is it just me, or does it seem like she's very much reveling in this media attention? Because her colleague also posted onto the salon's Instagram story a post of Yasmina doing a bit of like a happy dance in her chair, and the caption said, "Mapping the ins and outs of business with this powerhouse after her post went viral and Channel 7 rocked up to her salon this morning. We going big, baby."
It is completely delusional the way that she is behaving. And I actually think that she thinks that she is getting this message out there when she doesn't actually realize that the media are covering it because it is so shocking and so unbelievable. And just from a journalist's perspective, this is a big story because this is a woman who is willing to go on camera and make these outlandish claims. And it's complete clickbait. Everyone is going to be consuming it because it's obviously a very controversial topic. So it doesn't surprise me the amount of media interest. But I do think that the amount of media interest around is because the claims are so ridiculous.
Yeah, well, back to the post. And it is just so confusing, the claims that she is making, because as you said, they are so outlandish and ridiculous. Yasmina claims that the vaccine can be transmitted from one person to another through sweat, spit, and even through the air. Now, this made me incredibly mad because not only is she spreading misinformation, but the complete hypocrisy over discriminating against people that have done the right thing and had the vaccine.
It is absolutely ridiculous. It does remind me very much of back in the day when people didn't understand that much about AIDS. And there was that thought that if you touched somebody who had AIDS, you could catch it. And now we know how ridiculous that is. And I think Princess Diana was a huge pioneer for showing people that this was not true. Of course, she hugged someone who had AIDS very publicly.
Yeah, but also, the thing is, we're talking about an illness that actually is transmitted person to person. But what Yasmina is talking about is saying that somehow someone who has a vaccine can sort of share the properties of that vaccine with other people, which is just ridiculous.
Wouldn't that be amazing if that was true? Because we'd all get vaccinated pretty quickly.
Yeah. It also seems very ironic that someone who is pro anti-vax would discriminate against vaccinated people, particularly when the anti-vaxxers are the ones that were crying discrimination when we asked them to wear masks or to be vaccinated. So I feel like once the general population and the majority of the general population is vaccinated, it's going to be very interesting to see how these sorts of people react, because I'm pretty sure the government, while they're saying that vaccination isn't mandatory, I do feel like there are going to definitely be some things that people that choose not to be vaccinated won't get to do,
aka like traveling.
And we don't know how far that will go. I mean, potentially it could be concerts or dining out. Like, you don't know what rules the government are going to be putting in place. And it will be very interesting to see how these sorts of people react, because they're the ones that are happy to discriminate against the people who are vaccinated.
Mm. Well, did you hear how they're all talking about how they're going to wear masks to protect themselves from the virus being shredded?
Oh,
so
my God.
They've been anti-masks, but now they want to protect themselves by wearing masks for the people who were actually vaccinated. It makes absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah, well, when Yasmina was asked if she thought she was discriminating against those who have been vaccinated, she responded saying, "It's my business. We are business owners. We get to make that decision." What do you think about that? Do you think that people can be choosing based on their own personal beliefs who should be coming into their store? Because I think that opens up a very big can of worms.
Well, it's really difficult, because when I was working at Today Tonight, we did a lot about discrimination laws. And for example, you actually can be technically discriminated against if you have tattoos. So somebody can say, "Hey, we don't want you in the club because of your tattoos, and we don't accept that." And that's because that person has gone out and got tattoos, which is really wrong. People shouldn't be discriminated against for that reason. But you can't be discriminated against for things that you can't help, like your ethnicity or your gender.
So are you saying because you can choose whether to have the vaccine, it's a choice, so people can discriminate against you?
I don't know. It would be really interesting. It's a really interesting conversation. And I think there's a gray area with that, because some people could argue that people have gone and chosen to get vaccinated. But I mean, it's the same question around, can you be discriminated against if you choose not to get vaccinated? So it's really difficult. I don't know if she's actually breaking the law in any way.
Well, I know that children that aren't vaccinated can't go to like childcare centers. So I suppose, it's a pretty interesting one. You've never really seen it on the flip side. I suppose I just wanted to go into a little bit more about the misinformation that Yasmina and her salon have been spreading, because I found it very troubling. I had a look at the Instagram story, and she actually put a call out for women to share their own personal negative experiences when encountering people who are vaccinated.
Oh my gosh.
So like, I laugh when I say this, but it just shocks me how someone can spread this type of misinformation and also try and build fear in other people. Like, there's a very big fear-mongering side, and it really feels like people are trying to make this the us versus them kind of mentality. So
a divide amongst
everyone. Yeah, a divide. So, and this is the time when we shouldn't be divided. We need to all be coming together to support this vaccine, because this is our only way out of this situation. Like, if we want to get back to normal life, everyone needs to get vaccinated. Anyway, I digress. So the salon, as I said, put out a request, and they shared four of the DMs that they received from women who claimed that they had experienced unexpected menstrual bleeding or longer periods than usual after being in contact with someone who had been vaccinated.
It's like the placebo effect, isn't it? It's like, oh, wait a sec, I have a strong period this time. It must be because my brother got vaccinated.
Well, it's exactly like that. So one woman claimed that she sat next to her vaccinated sister-in-law on the couch, and then 3 days later, she had a very heavy period suddenly when she wasn't even due for her period. It gets worse. She went on to say that she was worried because her children were around her vaccinated sister-in-law too. So she plans to distance them from her and get into some detoxing oils.
Oh my God. Yeah, because the oils are going
to
help.
I'm just like, what the hell? So you're actually not deciding not to spend time with your family. Another person said that they traveled on an airplane with lots of people who presumably had the vaccine. And a couple of days later, she started bleeding outside of her normal cycle. So again, I just want to preface that none of these claims have any factual or medical basis to them and are just anonymous stories that the account shared. And I was nervous about repeating these stories. I know we're laughing because they sound ridiculous, but that's the scary thing. People put this information out onto the internet, and there are people that are going to believe it. And while we all think and know it's absolute bullshit, it doesn't help spreading this kind of misinformation when everyone is already nervous about getting vaccinated, because there is obviously a lot of unknown, but we are putting our trust and our faith into people that are experts in this area, not at someone that owns a hair salon.
Exactly. I was actually having this discussion with our uncle, who's a doctor, and it was really interesting to hear his point of view, because he was talking about all of the media attention and social media attention around the AstraZeneca vaccine. And he was basically saying it is fine. And we were having the discussion whether it is the media to blame or whether it's social media. And I was of the opinion that I feel like social media has made everybody an expert, yeah, and everybody also, it's made them a source of news. Mm. So I actually think that while the media do hype up all of these stories, we actually have social media to blame because we're now living in an era where anybody can post misinformation online. Yeah.
Well, exactly right. And unsurprisingly, the post has attracted a lot of attention, including some well-known people weighing in. Since recording this podcast, the post has attracted 5,471 likes and 3,449 comments. Now, one of those 5,000 plus people endorsing the post was influencer Chloe Zepp. Were you surprised that Chloe liked the post?
To be honest, I wasn't actually that surprised because there has been a lot of talk online and rumors that perhaps Chloe is an anti-vaxxer. The thing that dumbfounds me is why she would actually like the post. What does she gain by doing it other than backlash?
Yeah, well, because she's very much sat on the fence between the anti-vaxxers and the vaxxers. And so Chloe Zepp is very well known for sort of being a little bit woo-woo, I suppose.
Yeah, well, she has a well web that she's just launched, which she's called it the Netflix of wellness.
Yeah, well, she has WellWeb now, and previously she had the app Bloom, which is very much focused on wellness and meditation. And I know a lot of people have been sort of asking questions about whether her and her partner, Mitchell, were going to vaccinate Artie. And there were lots of people saying, oh, why haven't they shown him getting his vaccinations? Mm. And we spoke about it earlier on the podcast, and Mitch and Chloe actually came out and said, look, we are vaccinating Artie, but we just wanted to look into it ourselves. We're preparing his immune system to get the vaccinations. But we hadn't heard anything since then. Chloe has also liked anti-vaxxer pages before, and I really do think she was trying to sit in the middle and not really pick a side. However, it seems like she has picked a side because I'm surprised she still has her like on that post. Like, I thought she might have unliked it by now, but she hasn't.
Well, it's done the damage already, hasn't it? It looks worse if she goes and unlikes it, I think.
Yeah, but I feel like if that's the stance you're going to take, as you said, like, why would you choose to do it now? Like, wouldn't you use your well web platform to try and promote that? I mean, I'm glad she hasn't, like, don't get me wrong, but it's very strange.
To be honest, it really pisses me off because Chloe Zepp is so influential.
Definitely.
And there are so many young women who follow her and just lap up everything Chloe says. And that's evident in how many clothes she sells for Zepp. It's evident in the launch of Bloom and also WellWeb. People listen to her and she has this massive platform which she could be using for good. And that good would be prompting everyone to go out and get vaccinated.
Exactly.
Instead,
right.
Instead, she's chosen to like this post, which is completely absurd.
Well, I think that's why her behavior around vaccinating Artie was so disappointing. I mean, the fact that she didn't just say, yep, we're getting him vaccinated. Instead, they had to be like, oh, well, we're doing our own research. I'm sorry, what you Googling stuff about vaccinations is your research. Like, why are we not trusting in the medical professionals that their whole life is researching these things? And as you said, I too am extremely disappointed in Chloe Zepp. And it kind of pisses me off, as you say, because what qualifications does she even have to be promoting wellness?
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I had a look at WellWeb and it's literally just content that you could get off YouTube. It's so basic and very disappointing. Someone else that was really disappointed in Chloe Zepp was Abby Chatfield. And her Insta stories about this, I was just applauding in my head. I was like, fucking go. Like, it's so spot on.
I absolutely loved it. Abby also wrote on the post, this is dumb as fuck, which has received at the time of recording 708 likes. Clementine Ford also chimed in and said, isn't this just anti-vax nonsense dressed up as in non-existent unscientific reasoning? Which 1,479 people like? I think we need to throw to a clip of Abby Chatfield's Instagram story because I loved it so much.
If you're an influencer and you are spreading information that is incorrect about the vaccine and about coronavirus and about the pandemic that we've all been enduring for so long now, you really, really need to reconsider what you're using platform for. It's quite deplorable. It's embarrassing. Me as an influencer, it's embarrassing for me. I can't be associated with that. No. And it's upsetting because these people have still a wide reach and they're not using it responsibly. Also, if you're an anti-vaxxer, I better not see you getting filler or, you know, having an extra fun time at a festival. If you know what I mean.
My favorite part of Abby's Insta story was the jibe at the end about how she doesn't want to see these influencers out and about getting filler and also at music festivals.
Yeah, up to no good.
Up to no good, let's just say.
Oh, I loved it.
It was so spot on. They're all like, oh, I'm just like, I've got my crystals and like my organic powder and but I can't vaccinate my child, but I can put filler in my face. It's ridiculous.
It's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry. Mm. And I just love that we have Abby, who is very woke and who is very connected to her community, calling this bullshit out. We need more influencers to be promoting how good vaccines are, because I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of this misinformation bullshit being spread. And you know what? Why the hell has that salon's Instagram account not been shut down? It is disgraceful and it needs to go. And I urge people to actually report the post.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's a special look at what promises to be one of the most dramatic and emotional finales ever.
It's the announcement we've all been hoping for. On Thursday, Network 10 announced Brooke Blurton will be Australia's next bachelorette. The 26-year-old youth worker from Western Australia will become the first Indigenous and first openly pansexual woman to be the central figure on the show.
About bloody time. I feel like we deserve this off the back of last year's Bachelorette.
Oh, definitely. I think that that's what has cemented Channel 10's decision to do something a bit outside of the box that they haven't actually done before, because Ellie and Becky's series was so disappointing.
Oh, no, it rated the girls poorly as well.
They seem like lovely girls, but everybody was crying out to have some diversity in the cast. And also the fact that Brooke is openly pansexual. Yeah. I mean, The Bachelor would have been crazy not to actually do this concept.
Yeah, well, it will be the first time in the show's history that both men and women will be competing for Brooke's heart. And I feel like this adds an amazing extra dimension to the show. And I am so excited to see how it pans out. There is a little part of me that is a little bit nervous about how Channel 10 will actually produce this content, because, not to be cynical, because I am so excited that they are having this diversity on the show, but it does worry me that they're going to use this sort of in-house, maybe potentially drama and cheating scandals between contestants in the mansion to particularly maybe
get ratings.
Well, to get ratings, but then it also really cheapens the message and
I think we saw that as well with Bachelor in Paradise when Brooke was on it, and she had just, you know, she'd gone on a couple dates with Alex Nation, and it was very much pushed as a big dramatic storyline. So it will be interesting to see how Channel 10 do handle all of this, because, as you said, it's quite loaded, isn't it?
Well, it was only in 2018 that Brooke appeared on the Honey Badgers series, and at the time she was sort of basically bullied into sharing that she had been in relationships with women, and it was very much used as this like dirty secret storyline. So it will be interesting to see 3 years on how Channel 10 actually, I suppose, promotes it and edits this type of storyline.
Definitely. I have seen a lot of positive reaction to the announcement online from both previous Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants, as well as the Bachelor community. What has Brooke's response been?
Well, Brooke actually gave an interview to the Daily Telegraph, and she was asked about the decision to have a mixed gendered cast, and she said she wouldn't have had it any other way. She said, "If it makes people feel uncomfortable in any way, I really challenge them to think about why it does. Times are more progressive, and sexuality and gender expressions are just so fluid these days. I'm not sure if Australia is ready for it. I hope they are. I certainly am." Now, Abby Chatfield was someone else who was extremely excited about this announcement. She shared a post of the pair together, and she wrote, "The best decision made in casting in a long time. The Indigenous representation, the queer representation, the icon representation."
Well, Brooke was actually on Abby Chatfield's podcast, It's a Lot, and they were talking about this concept. And so it is really amazing that it has come and played out this way.
Well, it was only a couple of, I want to say, months ago that she was on the podcast, and it kind of seemed like, you know, she was open to it, but she really didn't think that the Bachelor producers or Australia was ready for the concept. So it is really exciting that things have progressed so quickly. I suppose I was surprised, because around Valentine's Day, we were talking on our Valentine's episode about the fact that G Flip actually sent Brooke some amazing flowers for Valentine's Day. So I thought there was a romance brewing there. Imagine if they get G Flip as an intruder.
Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing.
Please, Channel 10, do that. That would be heaps good. Well, on Abby's podcast, she did say that her and G Flip were kind of, it was just a sort of a fun thing. They were dating for a bit. But Brooke has also been linked to a Geelong footballer, Jed Bowen. Bowles. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. I don't really know who he is. But yeah, there's all these rumors about her love life, which is kind of interesting because I wonder if the media have shown a lot of interest in Brooke's love life because they did assume maybe she would be picked up to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you are kind of toying with the idea of potentially being the Bachelor or Bachelorette, you kind of only have like half-assed relationships where you're kind of potentially seeing someone, but you're keeping it open. I'm going to be really interested to see how Megan Fossetto covers this season of The Bachelorette because she very much likes Brooke. And usually it's about finding like the skeletons in the Bachelor or Bachelorette's closet. So I'm very intrigued.
It's going to be about everybody else, all the contestants.
Yeah, that's very true. I can't wait to listen to it, to be honest.
I can't wait.
I just want me girl back because my son's missing a mum as well, and I don't like it. He's been a bit down over the past few days, so hopefully mummy comes back and she reunites the whole family. The Fiore family's back together.
A 29-year-old American woman has gone viral on TikTok after planning a strategy of trades. So her dream is to go from a bobby pin up until she gets a house. So she's going to trade her way up.
Is this you? Because this reminds me of something you would do, or you're going to get some big ideas from this story.
Yes, yes, I was very inspired. So this story was in The Guardian, and the woman's name is Demi Skipper, and she has gone TikTok viral because she has been sharing each trade as it goes along. Mm. So she has 5 million followers on TikTok. It's crazy.
Gina, this is terrible, but it actually reminds me of when we were teenagers and we used to drive our cousins around. I don't know whether we should share this story. We used to have a game called 50 Cent. And basically, I'm sorry for anyone that works at McDonald's, but we used to go through the drive-thru, get a 50 Cent ice cream, put a hair in it. I'm sorry, I'm ashamed now saying this. We drive back and see we were young. We were driving and see what we could trade up for the ice cream. So sometimes we got a new ice cream. Sometimes we got a drink. Sometimes we got a meal. It's pretty bad that we did that, but it was very entertaining when you're 16 years old.
It was very entertaining. So this woman, as I said, she started with a bobby pin. Do you know what she got for the bobby pin first out?
I have no idea. Nail polish? I don't know.
So she traded up to a pair of earrings.
Okay.
And then she traded the earrings to a set of 4 margarita glasses. And so she's done all these other trades. She managed to somehow get a laptop and she got her way up to she started trading Nike shoes. She managed to get a car. And then also she had 3 tractors.
What?
And what's happened is, do you know Chipotle in America? So they're probably like Australia's Zombreros. Sorry, America's Zombreros.
When I was in Utah with the 36ers, we were planning to go to Chipotle the whole trip and we never went, and I'm still kicking myself.
Well, she traded the tractors for a VIP Chipotle card, which is, they're normally just given to celebrities.
So what, you just get free Chipotle?
Yeah, so you get free Chipotle every day for a year.
Do you know what? That would be my literal dream if they had a free Sombreros card. Like, I don't know if I would trade it for the house. I think I'd just keep that.
Well, people are really pissed off. So her 5 million followers, she's got a lot of backlash for making this trade because she basically put up a video on TikTok and it said Chipotle partner. So it was obvious that the video was sponsored by Chipotle and this was announcing her big trade. So when she does a trade, the videos are really, really popular because everyone's keen to see
It just seems like she sold out basically.
Yeah, so everyone's accused her of selling out and they're also saying that it was a dumb trade because...
Yeah, well, because you can't actually give something that's personalized like that. Like again, to talk about the 36ers, it was quite funny because the NBL was sponsored by Hungry Jack. So all of the players got a 50% off card and I was so jealous because I really wanted one of the cards and like there was one of the players, he was so healthy that he wouldn't actually eat the food. Like he was he was in the commercial, you know, like on The Simpsons with the Krusty Burger commercial when Krusty bites the burger and spits it out. That literally happened with one of the NBL players. So I was thinking, well, I want one of those cards, but I can't have it because I'm not an NBL player and I would feel like the situation would be the same.
No. The thing is, this card, Chipotle puts your name on it.
That's what I mean. So you can't actually trade it.
No. It doesn't have her name on it. She has the card. As soon as the person accepts, they get the whole year.
So it's literally just like a competition.
Yeah, it's basically just a huge ad for Chipotle. So people are pissed off.
But wouldn't you think... So I remember that TikTok video went viral... of that guy on a scooter or something, and he was with the cranberry juice, and then the cranberry juice company came out and bought him a car or something. I'm sorry, the details might be incorrect but it seems like a massive PR opportunity for a real estate company to come in and say, actually, we'll take your Chipotle card and build you a house.
I think that's a sad thing, because this Demi, she's done such a great job of being like, she's so down to earth. You wouldn't expect her to take these sponsored deals, but I just thought it was a great little conversation.
Do you blame her though?
Oh, I don't know, because she's got 5 million followers. I'd love to know how much Chipotle paid her. But I was going to say, I want to know in the group, has anyone ever done this? Have they tried to trade their way up? Do people want to see me trade my way up? Because Facebook marketplace person.
Oh, I don't want to encourage this. I feel like Amy's going to get really obsessed with this.
No, but like, what else could you trade other than a bobby pin? Because she was inspired by a guy who traded, it was a red paperclip. So what could it be? What could I trade?
Oh God, I feel like there could be anything in this house that you already own that's crap that you could trade up, no offense.
Maybe a hair tie or something. Tell us what you guys think in our community.
My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone.
Again, there's people that are dying.
It was the epic wedding video that didn't disappoint. Now, of course, we are talking about Sarah's Day and Kurt Tills' wedding video. It felt more like a blockbuster movie than a wedding video. It went for 30 minutes.
Well, it was very much teased on social media the day before, so it kind of did feel, it did have that movie trailer vibe and that anticipation. It was very well put together by the company that did it. I think what has got everyone talking, though, is Kurt Tills' comments in his vows to Sarah. So maybe let's go to a grab of what he had to say.
I prayed for a beautiful skinny.
Thank you.
Wife with some little surfy groms and just to live close to the coast.
Now, I've got to say, I arrived early to a meeting at work and I was sitting in my car being a weirdo watching this wedding video. And when this part came on, I was shocked. I actually had to rewind it to make sure I heard it correctly, because I cannot believe that this was left in the video.
It was disappointing, because I think a lot of people, everybody loves a good wedding video, regardless of how you feel about Sarah's Day and about Kurt. Everybody gets around it, doesn't it? And I think that was the feeling online, that everyone was saying they were crying and they really enjoyed it. But when it got to that part, you were just a bit like, oh, what the hell? And Sarah has come out and responded to some comments on her Instagram, and she has claimed that it was an inside joke. The issue here is that, of course, everybody has these inside jokes with their partner, but I just can't get over the fact that these inside jokes keep slipping out. And who is sitting there going, like, why didn't they make one video that is for her and her family and then make maybe the censored version that is for the YouTube community? Because as we know, Sarah has had so many, she's received so much backlash in recent times, and she's had so many scandals.
It literally makes no sense as to why that line was kept in the video, particularly when Sarah herself has opened up about the fact that she has experienced disordered eating before. And while it may have been a joke, I just think that for everyone watching at home, there's nothing funny about that comment.
I feel like it would be quite triggering for people, especially those who have suffered eating disorders, to hear that that is what Kurt was looking for.
Well, I just think it's offensive to Sarah at the end of the day as well. Like, I would be absolutely furious if I stood up in front of all my family and friends and was told that I asked God for a beautiful and skinny wife. Like, do any other attributes matter, or is just all about aesthetic? And I think that was the most disappointing thing, because it did seem very based on what she looks like. And if that's all you're looking for in a wife, and that's all that they can provide to you, what happens when Sarah isn't as skinny as she was?
I've got to say though that besides that comment, I thought Kurt came across as really heartfelt. You could see that he loves Sarah so much.
Well, of course, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm just saying it really left a bad taste in my mouth.
It did. And it was really sad, because it did ruin what was a really nice video and something people had been looking forward to. I think overall people still enjoyed the video, but it just astounds me, with all the people that are around them, that someone didn't watch that and say, oh, guys, I think we need to remove that.
I think that's the issue, because when you watch the video, the majority of the staff that work with them were a part of the bridal party. So it's quite clear that they only employ their friends, and very much in this bubble.
Yeah.
And I feel like unfortunately, you do need no people. You can't surround yourself with yes people. And the fact that that video passed through and went online with that skinny wife comment is literally unbelievable to me. Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for joining us on your Friday. We hope you have an amazing weekend. And please don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts.
And if you do have time and you do enjoy the podcast, we would really appreciate if you could leave us a 5-star review. We just wanted to address the fact we have been looking at our reviews and a few people have asked us to comment on the fact that we have received some negative reviews.
Bit of a roasting in there.
Yeah, really. some negative reviews around some of the deep dive topics we've been doing. And a lot of people have said, you know, it is very similar to what Shameless are doing. And obviously we had a segment a few weeks back where we spoke about Shameless's new concept Scandal, which I have thoroughly been enjoying.
Oh, I have been loving it. I particularly love the deep dive on the Kardashian wedding. I'm actually currently now watching the Kardashians because of it.
I went and watched the wedding too. But we mentioned how we thought it was very similar to You're Wrong About. Then obviously we've brought out some topics where we've been talking about deep dives. And I can see where the comments are coming from. It does seem kind of a little bit hypocritical, I have to say. But
We just wanted to flag that in the episode where we discussed how there is this rise in people doing deep dives and, you know, how Mamma Mia and Shameless are doing it. We also said, hey, we had the same idea because it's something that we're really interested in, that we have been motivated by You're Wrong About and even The Rich and, of course, Shameless now. So it is something that we have always wanted to do. And as journalists, we really love investigating topics. So that is why we've been doing them.
But I can definitely see where people are coming from. And we do really want to be transparent with our listeners, which is why we wanted to address it. And we do really appreciate all of the feedback that people give, because we do want this podcast to be the best it can be. And we have had a discussion going on in our community about what type of content you'd like to see. And a lot of people have been enjoying the deep dive. So we have had a chat and think that we might release them later in the year as separate episodes. So please go to our group, tell us what you want to hear, because at the end of the day, we really want to make content that you guys all enjoy listening to. So if you do enjoy the podcast, we'd appreciate you to leave us a nice review. But we also are taking all of the criticism as well on board, because it is constructive.
And remember that our DMs are always open if you do want to discuss things with us personally.
Yeah, of course. Come and chat to us on our DMs. We're very responsive on there. And thank you to everyone that does tune in and listen to the podcast, because we really do appreciate it. We get so excited when we see how many people have joined the community and all of the positive feedback that we get as well, because there's obviously a lot of you who message us and say you love the podcast. So a big thank you to everybody that does listen and does enjoy the podcast.